There are tragically a litany of divisions within the church, from our struggle with what is truth, through to love your neighbour as yourself. Unity is a tough journey, and we're kidding ourselves if we think that simply holding the same belief as the person next to us is unity. Unity requires God's love in action, and it invariably requires some level of risk, or better still, faith. While walking around the world praying for unity, I was blessed time and time again with wonderful hospitality from people I'd never met before. I was continually blown away at the very real risk these people took in inviting me into their home for a meal and to stay the night. But one after another, whether rich or poor, the door of hospitality was opened up. It wasn't simply human nature to do this. In fact, a lot of my encounters with other people involved guns and knives, racial abuse, or an indifferent awkwardness that a stranger had approached asking for directions. No, the hospitality stood out like a shining light in the darkness. Those who stepped out to unite with me, such as the poor man in South America, who lived in a one-room tin shed and made space for me on the ground to sleep the night. Or the working couple in Canada, who headed off to work leaving me to have breakfast at my own pace and lock up when I left, carried with them a gentleness and joy that is pivotal in living out our Christian calling. Yes, there are times when we must identify the risk and take reasonable precautions. But that never excuses us from simply ignoring someone's problems. There were even people who felt that offering a complete stranger hospitality was perhaps a bit too much of a risk, but they took the step of organising a key to the local church hall for me to sleep in. Who are the people in our lives that we struggle to carry God's love to? Are we afraid to get involved, or just apathetic to their needs? Love requires risk, and we have the supreme example of this in Jesus, who died for our sins, but still at the risk of us turning from him. Let's allow our decisions to be made not through fear, but through love. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.